Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Somebody's been doing their homework. Look at this. Yeah. This is good.
I like all that, Young Negree.
Intro.
All
right,
new from intro.
Pickles the producer. That's
from my nigga Negree. One question. The no need for apologies, the word, is that honey dripping on the fucking lettuce? What is that? What is that? Is that honey?
It's gold, baby.
Nigga, that shit.
It's gold.
Liquid gold. That's macaroni and cheese on a fucking logo.
Do you like the new logo?
I like the whole new intro. I don't know if I like this goofy font with fucking honey dripping off the N and the N and the F-A, nigga. What am I, Winnie the Pooh, motherfucker? Like, what is this?
Yo, all right, here's the thing, right?
All right, noted, no honey. No honey, got it.
His feelings already hurt.
Yeah, that's what I asked. We got to take this to the audience. Let the audience decide what they like, because here's the deal.
Yeah.
All right, let's put it out there. There's no need for apologies. Derek does not like the shit.
I like the intro, but I don't know what the end and that. Put the shit back.
Put the logo on the end and the
Dylan, is this honey?
Here's the thing. Now, here's the thing.
I like that. That's fine.
I liked it. I didn't have
that's fine. The halos is fine.
You like it with the halos?
The halo ain't, but no, it's not. No,
get to the top.
Ready? I'm about to show you. And we about to bring up our guests for the day. Look, what? Okay. All right, the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, the honey.
Honey, is that honey?
I didn't know what it was.
I just put a little gold on there.
Yeah, look, my girl, she said she liked it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with what younger people think, because I know I'm old. Look at Dylan. Look. This Dylan nigga looks like he knows how to get a million views on some shit, man. Yeah, like, he looks like an Instagram influencer.
Put gold jism on words. What the fuck is gold jism?
Well, let's ask the guest, man. We got a guest in here today, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We might have, like, at this point, I don't know, because I want to put an adjective in front of his name. You know
okay,
what
cool.
I mean? And the only thing I can think of right now is, like, the Notorious.
Yeah.
The Notorious.
Yeah.
You know, but right now we got Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Norman. Hey. Norman.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here, Derek.
Mark
Monroe. Good to see you. Always a pleasure.
Dave, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, as a former bedwetter, I don't like the title either. That looks like my old mattress.
With the yellow stains?
Yeah. What the hell is that? Yeah. It's drippy, it's droppy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the yellow stains is a bit of a different... I don't know, man. Tip for the audience, man, weigh in, man. Let us know in the comments of this thing. So, like, if you're listening to this on gas, we'll be in the chat. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
we will.
Let us know in the chat right now what you think about that. Or you can go ahead and email us at noneedforapologies@gmail.com.
There you go.
But, Mark, you said this is trash. You know, like...
I mean, it looks cool. You guys are hip. Yeah. You know,
black people can make anything work, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, look at that jacket.
Look
Come
at this
on.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Jesus. You like?
Look at that. I had a folder like that, a Trapper Keeper. You guys
Trapper
can make
Keeper
work.
Jacket.
Yeah. Well, now, what did you call this look? What is
this is the Technicolor episode. Shout out to David in the Bible. He had a Technicolor coat when everybody tried to fuck with him. And now I got one. Because everybody was jealous of the nigga because he always had some fly-ass shit on because he was God's, right? He was
one of
God's chosen. So everybody was like mad at him. So he had haters that came with this jacket.
Jesus Christ. So, your Sunday school was way different
than
mine.
Yo, boy. Hip-hop Sunday school.
Are you a church guy?
No, big atheist. Come on. I'm a honky. And we keep it very monochromatic over
here, man. I see the Patagonia working.
Exactly. Just light colors, solids.
Dude, I just had to go through this because, like, I don't want to wear the big puffy coats.
Mm-hmm.
Do these shits really work? These little...
They're surprisingly warm and they ball up. I can throw this in a suitcase. It gets this big.
Yeah. It's like them shrink wrap coats.
Exactly.
It's like a shrink.
And because they're light.
Yeah, but it stick to you.
But you got another jacket on top of it.
Well, that's just the double, you know. I like to go out there. I walked here. It was like a 45-minute walk, so I needed some warmth.
Oh, all right, I get it. It incubates.
Yes.
Are you not doing the train with the pandemic shit going on?
No, I just try to walk, you know, with the pandemic. I'm at home all day. You're in your underwear, pajamas, watching YouTube. So I got to get out and you know,
and breathe
10,
air.
Yeah, 10,000 a day.
You're pretty well, like, you seem to be pretty well balanced in all of this shit, man. Like,
thank
I think.
You. I am bi, you know, so I go both. But no, you're right. You got to do it. You got to try to eat right. We're getting older, you know. I mean, black don't crack, but I'm pushing 40 out here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I'll be 38 in like 2 weeks, bro. I'm
37 in
my
July.
My birthday is coming up February 10th, man.
Well, goddamn, wow. 38. Goddamn.
Yeah, 38's a real ass number. Huh? Whoa. I got accomplishments, no. Motherfucker. I got a special.
There you go.
Second
right.
One.
Nice.
My website, DaveChappelleComedy.com. Just use that as an opportunity to go ahead and plug that.
Plug it up, baby.
But no,
I might have forgot to update that before the show.
What are you talking about?
The new two shot.
The new two shot is fine. I like it. I like that. Yeah, it's good. You're doing good.
This actually looks good.
No, I'm just letting you know. Just for the fans.
Stop.
The first one might have been fucked up.
This looks a lot like yours, though. This looks a lot like... What's your podcast called? I'm dying.
Doped up and dying.
Doped up and dying.
Yeah, this has got a fucking
watching cartoons getting high.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, you can make money.
It's got a doped up and dying
pretty much,
feel.
Pretty much, dude. We're at that stage now where it's like I've seen people build Lego figurines in a fucking mall. So it's like if you're not making money doing what you love, you fucked up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Even if you're not making money. Right. Remember the niggas used to blow bubbles in the park? The big bubbles?
Oh, yeah! Washington Square Park!
Motherfuckers used to be like, you know, I'm going to get up and make a child smile for no money and still be looked at as a creep by blowing these big-ass dish liquid bubbles.
What a waste of soap. Take a bath.
Yeah. I know, right? Or the motherfucker that would talk to pigeons but have shit all over his shoulders. Like, people love waking up going, I'm going to walk around with pigeon shit on my... Right. So it's a new world.
That guy's getting a Netflix special before us, anyway.
Yeah. Whatever. You got to do that shit on your own. All right. I don't know. Nah, man. Though, it's good to have you, man. Thanks for coming on. You know.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? I mean, you put out like two fucking specials during the pandemic. Did I miss?
Yeah, Mark Norman.
You did two?
I put out one and a ton of just other content. You know, these are such weird times and we're doing shows in the fucking park. We're on the sidewalk. Hobos, garbage trucks walking
by. This motherfucker does jokes on the one train.
Oh, really?
Remember I texted you about that.
I texted you like,
do you want to do a show with me on the one train?
You can have it.
Well, here's the thing. What did you say? What did you honestly say?
I was out of town or something.
But he was like, I would.
No.
He would.
For what it's worth, Mark Norman is a comedy soldier. Like, we was the guys at the stand when nobody else was at the stand at the end of the summer. And then fucking, you was, when I first moved here, you and Dan Soder was my barometer. I was like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to make it. Those guys write smart. I used to say to myself, them guys used to write smart. And I would be like, I don't know. How am I getting to the clubs when there's a Mark Norman and Dan Soder?
Oh, you were everywhere, man. You were doing
I was
great.
Trying. I was trying to be, you know, mainstream.
Right.
I should actually mention that. Like, when you first noticed him when you came up. Because I knew Mark around, and Mark's picture was hanging up at Stand Up New York. But I noticed him. Dylan, I want you to pull these clips up, right? This is a funny thing, because these are some funny clips from an appearance of you and I on You Know What Dude. And this is like a few years back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And have you seen any of these videos of you now on YouTube, Mark's most savage moments?
Yes, I have seen that.
Right.
Which is kind of flattering that somebody would take the time to make that.
Did you realize how much of a fucking savage you are on podcasts?
Really?
No. I mean, I do 13 a day. I'm just trying to say funny shit. I mean, I'm sure it'll bite me in the ass at some point.
I know. And this is the thing. It's always funny. And this is what I love about Mark, because you don't look like it, but you'll push the fucking envelope.
Sure.
Like, where did you grow up again?
New Orleans.
And you grew up, like, around blacks, right?
I grew up in
was knucking and bucking.
Probably black neighborhood, public school,
and bucking.
The whole night. And I was a skateboard douche, so I had the chain wallet back when, you know, in the black neighborhood, back when no black kids skated.
Oh,
it was weird. It was basketball for them, skateboarding for us. It was tense. It got weird.
Man, take it easy, guys.
But the weird thing, like, when I...
like you that can't scene work. From Kids.
Yeah. Right.
Remember that scene from Kids where they beat the guy with the skateboard?
Oh, jeez. I jerked off to that scene. But here's the thing. Like, when I grew up, we all respected each other. We all got along, but we'd say fucked up shit to each other, which was our way to bond, you know?
Right.
And cut the tension, you know? Like, they'd be like, Mark, you can't dance. I was like, well, you can't swim. You know, it was all fun and games.
Oh, see?
But then you do that at a show or a pot, and all these white people go, hey, buddy, what are you doing? Yeah, that's inappropriate. And you're like, well, you don't know. This is what we do.
Right.
Why are you coming in? Let him tell me it's a problem.
Did it ever come to fisticuffs? Like, did you ever have to fight as a result?
Yeah. I got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
A couple times. Yeah.
You never got good at it? Like, have you ever beat up a black kid? Like, have you, not like in hatred, but like, have you ever fought a black kid and won?
Once I did pretty well. I got this kid in a chokehold, and he was so scrappy, but he had no wrestling skills. So I got him down with the chokehold.
He didn't have a good foundation.
That's one thing that white guys from Louisiana can do is wrestle fucking gators.
They plant their feet. Yeah. Y'all know how to plant your fucking feet and pull a gator's mouth open, put your hand in, and scratch his tongue. I'll be watching you goofy motherfuckers.
Are you from NOLA? Are you kind of like Cajun, or do you have any of that in you?
There's a little, I guarantee, in my blood, but I like the food, and I grew up with a couple, we call them coon asses. Those are guys with big trucks and big wheels. These are white guys, and they got a fishing lure on their hat.
A coon ass?
Yeah, and
in the black
scary.
Community, we call them different.
Coon asses, they speak on Fox News and shit, right?
Coon ass is Daniel Cameron from Kentucky. A coon ass is
Cameron. What's the girl's name? Candace Owens.
Oh.
She found out has the number 39 podcast overall.
Absolutely.
Like, out of all podcasts, I've been searching the top 500 podcasts today, which no need, people. You guys need to subscribe if you expect to get us to get in the fucking top 500.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck are you doing?
You have to understand.
Five-star review on Apple Music, right? Apple Podcasts right now.
Yeah. Like,
five-star review.
If Candace Owens is number 32 and we're not even on the top 500,
crazy.
That's your fault, not ours. You understand that?
Candace Owens reminds me of Sheba. You remember Django? You remember the black bitch that didn't leave, that always was around Leo DiCaprio and Django? When he told everybody to leave, and he was like, Sheba, you stay right there. I know you wasn't talking about me. That's Candace Owens. It's the head house nigga bitch.
White husband.
She does have a white husband.
Yeah, yeah. There's an epidemic of white husbands going on. Serena Williams, white husband.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala got a Doug. That
Doug?
Nigga's name is
His
Doug.
Name is Doug?
The second man, the second husband.
Right, right.
Doug sounds like a guy whose sex pumps are driven by his feet, like his toes.
He's not moving his hips.
He's driving his toes from the bed and pushing.
Doug.
And unlike you guys, he's not wearing socks.
Look at Doug. And Kamala is on some step-by-step shit. She just came in.
Is she usually that light? Shit, I don't really know her. I haven't paid her much.
Kamala is, yeah.
All right.
People like the white lifestyle. Then they have to overcompensate on the air by, you know, like blacking it up and everything.
That's why Kamala was on Versus.
Was she really?
When she was trying to get those votes, nigga.
Timberlands.
I'm so glad I've been in the house and not paying attention, bro. I've been in the house reading books and masturbating. I have no idea what's going on.
Way healthier. That news will rot you.
Yeah.
And social media, it'll kill you.
I've been talking about this now. Like, I'm working on a bit about this now. Like, the guy who jerks off on the train, he's right.
Is that what your set was on the one? Did you have to follow that guy? That's a tough follow.
I did get heckled by a guy that I thought was peeing. Like, I'm like, is this guy peeing? And he turned around and was like, you need to write some fucking jokes. I'm like, oh.
You know what I like about that shit? It's like, it's funny when the guy jerking off on the train comes up to the girl that don't know about the guy that jerks off on the train. So he'll just be like,
right.
And she'll be like, what? And take her headphones. You need money? And he just starts whipping it out. No, and then you'd be like, that's what you get, because this is his train. That's why we all look the other way.
And this is what I say about the guy that's jerking off on the train, right? Here's the thing. Like, there are guys who have erectile dysfunction that have a job, house, all this shit. Like, they're functioning, and they're not happy because they can't get that thing off.
Cheating-ass wife.
Dylan.
This guy's got everything going against him, and he still can get a hard-on and masturbate to completion in front of probably like 50 people.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean?
I know guys who can't pee in a public bathroom, but they get the stage fright.
Yeah. Right.
This guy can fucking jerk
shot bladder.
Shot
bladder, motherfucker jerking off on a train. That's too
extreme.
That's too extreme.
And it's just for that moment of happiness, because you know that window of happiness after you come. It's just like,
you know who do that the best? Right. You know who had that good window of happiness? Poor people on the bus stop. You ever seen those videos where the nigga with one arm was fucking the white girl on the bus stop?
No. What?
You're not on World Star Hip Hop? You got to go every day.
There was a black man with one arm. It was dogging his chick at the bus stop.
Yeah,
cars
like
going
Cleveland
by, and then and what was funny was when they stopped him, they was done.
Whoa.
Like, he just finished when they stopped him.
When they stopped him and pulled him out, he's like leaking and everything. Like, he finished, and he finished
standing on the bus stop with one arm, and
Holy shit.
As much as I want to send you down a rabbit hole, Dylan, to find that video, I'm not gonna. We're not gonna go there. I do.
I appreciate
wanna,
that
because I do want to go. I want to capture some of these savage moments that I. And this is no homo, which I don't feel like I don't need to say this in 2021. But well, this is Dylan's. The time when
he's coming up.
There's no homo, and then there's Joe Homo. Right?
Yeah.
But no, these are like savage moments. So can you give me the first clip, like the 51 minute man? So to give you a quick background, we're on this. You remember this guy, Mike Leibowitz?
Yeah, good guy.
Right, and then we're like 51 minutes into this podcast, and this guy drops the bomb about his son being autistic.
Yes, yes.
And we were like, what the fuck, right? But like,
why wouldn't you tell us that earlier? We gotta have content.
And he brought the whole mood down.
Right, right.
The autism mood.
But we didn't allow that.
The mood was on the spectrum.
I think we're all on there a little bit, right? Come on.
He put the mood on the spectrum.
I'm just catching that when you said the mood down. Jesus Christ. He brought it down. So fucked up. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Go ahead, play this clip right here, Mark, being a horrible person. Oh, shit, we're not audio?
Come on with the audio.
Uh-oh. Come on, you twink.
Come on, DeGree, you got it. We flowing right now, Duber.
Here we go.
Yeah, what a lucky dad, kid, you know? Huh? Yeah. Dad's drunk and in his underwear and he's eating his snacks.
Does he bitch about you now?
No, no. We're best friends. But he's got developmental disabilities too.
Oh, you didn't throw that out, did you?
Yeah.
Look at his face
for so long.
I don't feel like I held on to it for that long.
Put that out there right away.
I felt like that was the appropriate time to mention that.
Nah.
Does he like?
In fact, I think it might have been a little early.
Yeah, but if you said that at the beginning, it would have added to why you said, just improv.
Yes, keep it real. That's why you chose improv.
Yeah.
No, that didn't have anything to do with it.
We're joking, of course.
But I think that when we found out that there was something different about him.
Oh, that's why you came back.
The two of us. No. We already knew. They don't pay you for that.
Good shit.
Yeah, we didn't allow us to
retard check.
I love that he kept going until he laughed. Because he was like, what? No. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Has he
good.
Seen you do comedy?
What? No. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying.
I want to know.
I don't know you, and I'm just making awful jokes about your son.
Listen.
All right, go ahead. You can cut it right there. So this is like, it starts to get weird, right? Because we're not allowing that autism shit to make us stop making jokes.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm starting off. Now watch Mark just keep going. Now go to the next one at 52:35, man. Yeah. 52:35 is when like Mark starts lighting his kid up, and it's so fucking funny to me. All right, let me know.
I just found out that was, and you dealt with it differently and split up.
Yeah, because she was always like, well, we need to fix this. We need to solve this. We need to, you know, do this kind of alternative treatment and do this kind of chelate heavy metals, and I was just kind of like, well, this is how he is, and we just kind of, you know, do the best we can. And
you yes and it.
Yeah, yes, I did. What? Yeah, she was nice. Playing
that was a good one.
She was playing no button.
Oh, fuck. All right, that's me again. Shut up, all right, bro. My bad.
Nigga, get your I'm trying to hear Mark say the savage shit.
All right, try 53:11. I am
you setting it up. I gotta see Mark do one.
I'm nervous.
I pulled it.
XYY chromosome. He has an extra Y chromosome.
Tranny.
Look.
Yeah, so a lot of those do.
That's discomfort.
They oh, boy.
Learning disabilities.
Cut it off. Because he keeps trying to go. He's like, and it's so funny, the guy keeps getting lost where he's like, I'm sorry, what were we saying? Like, all right, try the next one, 56:20. My bad. It's a slow segment, but I liked it. I thought these movies.
It's a comedy podcast, in my defense.
And that's what you said that.
It's literally.
Oh, sorry.
Forcing it. I mean, guys, just let it happen. I mean, I'm sure it will happen. You guys are forcing. He's got pink in his. Leave him alone. What the fuck? He's fucking.
That's Mark.
He's done
Mark's
more in the
fucking animal.
As a kid than what any of us will do in our we fucking life.
Especially a fucking monster, leave a bit smash.
Hold on, back it up real fast because he's talking about what it's like to have like a retarded son.
I want ability that superhero
that's
power.
That's so fucking stupid.
Just to even have a chance at making it.
It's hard to have a relationship
in this business. Period. Just, yes. Just to relate, forget having a kid. I mean, it's a whole other level.
Especially and, a know. Fucking monster, Diva Bit Smash.
Right, Mike.
Well, you know, he's aggressive. Oh,
can you back it up to the light in Mark's face?
I'm
sorry, Mark. Is this uncomfortable to watch?
Well, you know, I didn't know this was the cancel hour.
Yeah, you're trying to get him fucked up.
I'm not trying
Dave to. Dave the Ops. You DJ Flag.
Right,
anyway.
I'm going to cut it off then.
No, I appreciate it because, you know, nobody enjoys these jokes anymore. So this is nice. This is what we do, I thought.
Right,
that's why I got into comedy, is to say fucked up shit and be the comic relief.
But I get
and
that
he comes up with
shit.
Them that fast. Because here's the thing that we talk about with jokes like that. They come from, like, not necessarily a real place of what you believe, but something that floated around in the air when you were a kid.
Right, right.
You definitely absorbed it like a mist.
Yes.
You didn't make up those things. You
and I absolutely
heard them
the
from
joke.
Real people.
Good point.
And it's in your mind, and you kind of go through like a mental Rolodex of like, oh, here's something that kind of goes along with that.
Yeah.
And like, where the fuck did you get that? From all the adults in my life?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's not opinions. It's just shit I've heard. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Absolutely. Or shit I observed because it'd be the ones that are a little on the spectrum be the strongest because that's the insurance policy. If you ain't got all your brain, you got all your muscle. Why you think Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers and fucking those slashers, they was off.
Right.
But they was strong as shit. Michael Myers was picking niggas up with the knife in him.
Ah, good point.
That's you ever see?
There's no that amount of shoulder exercise.
Yeah. Nah. When you crazy, you can start and start slicing away motherfuckers in because you strong and weird.
Right, good
Jason
point.
Jason Voorhees had a head that was this big.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's insurance problem. If you're blind, you can hear better. If you're slow, you're strong.
Which proves my point. They should let retarded people work in the fire department, you know, because then you get a kid under a car. You put a fucking cupcake under the car. He'll lift it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like the beginning of the Hulk series.
Yes.
Like that's the first episode of the Incredible Hulk back in the 70s. The kid was under the car. The mom just went nuts and lifted up the car. So, you know, sometimes.
There you go.
Art imitates life.
There you go.
I like that concept of having to mentally challenge as fucking firemen, though, because I feel like they're better at running in the heat anyway.
Yeah, running in the heat.
Like now, when I see chubby people on the train, like when it's 28 degrees outside and they're just wearing a hoodie, I just assume autistic.
A biochemist can't carry 10 tenants on its back and crawl out of a fucking burning building. You think a chemist can do that? Nah. Give me the can't get right motherfucker with that big ass, strong ass back.
Yeah. The only problem is when the retard climbs up the tree to get the cat, he strangles it to death. He pets it too hard, and the cat dies on the way down. But other than that, it's a great idea.
Pretty. Yeah, we fucked up. But anyway.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
My uncle's
could you
retarded.
Imagine an autistic person driving the fucking fire truck?
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Hot swiping all of the cars, turning the like, you can't look, back car.
And for anybody listening that's mad, you remember something about Mary? You remember
how
brother, when Ben Stiller messed with the brother the
Frank
wrong
and
way,
Beans.
And
he
whooped his natural ass because he's strong. So, yeah, I get where you was coming from.
Extra strength.
I see where the jokes come from. That's why I'm a jokesman. So,
I don't
deal in serious.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit off of the mentally challenge for a little bit. Real quick. All right, so now we started this segment last episode. Let's see, maybe Mark might have a story. Has there ever been a time that you should have apologized but didn't?
Oh, jeez.
Can you ever think of a time where you were like, oh, shit.
Well, I've back in my youth, I would sleep with, you know, ladies at a one-night stand, and I would wet the bed and blame it on them. And because I was so embarrassed, I had to get out of there and be like, look what you did, you fat whore, you crazy chick. Oh, my God. And so I'd have to leave and be like, look, it's okay. I understand.
Oh,
so stuff like that I feel bad about.
Holy shit. Yeah. I never even thought that, like, I mean, I didn't have a bedwetting issue, but that is so funny to get out of it
that
way,
so
man.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. You get creative when you're freaking out.
How'd it go? That bitch's bed smell like maple syrup. That's weird.
Yeah.
You ever noticed when you pee? It smelled like, I remember, like, I peed once, twice.
And
why does it smell like, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like too much sugar in my shit because it smells. Well,
nothing but sugar in yours. As a kid, it's nothing but
right.
shit.
It smells like maple syrup. Your piss smells
sweet. I've pissed in the bed once because I was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely like in the bed with a girl, pissed all over her, woke up. And you know, I definitely apologized, but she was cool about it. She was like, "Ah,
wow,
yeah." We ended up like dating for a little while after that. Yeah, that's a great gal. Yeah, yeah. When you think about it,
that's a different lady.
You ever heard the Patrice story about he was peeing on his chick and she was like, "Tastes like birthday cake,"
yeah.
And that's when he knew he had diabetes.
Yeah, yeah. That we was actually have Vaughn on the other day.
There you go. I thought she smelled sweet.
I didn't think he was going to say it, but you said it.
I didn't think so either.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to say it, but he said
it. And it's funny, too. I never looked at her the same after seeing that fucking bit.
Because
dude.
I never looked at her the same after seeing that bit.
But he's just like, damn, son, you're getting peed on.
I know. I looked at her in a better light. I was like, damn, you're fun.
True, right? Yeah. Isn't that the weird thing? Like, when you hear about a chick that got, like, a train ran on her or was a part of a threesome, you don't necessarily look like she's not going to be wifey. But you are kind of like,
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, good for you. Live it up.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Why don't we wife hoes, man?
Because you're worried she's going to run a train behind your back, I guess.
Really?
It's the insecurity of she going to do this whole shit to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or other people other than you. Huh. Like, can you hold a hoe down?
Yeah, and then women get mad at you, like, oh, you know, you're prejudiced towards hoes, and you're like, yeah, but you're prejudiced towards womanizing guys. When a guy fucks a bunch of chicks, girls are like, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Well, it's those beautiful double standards we live in now.
Right.
You know, slut shaming is a thing.
Yeah.
You gotta let girls walk around with their titties out.
Sure.
For freedom. For, like, I went to the slut walk, took my dad. It was great. Took my father to one of Amber Rose's slut walks. Me and him was like, look at this shit, look. And it was like, if you get to do that, I get to be a creep.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I get to look. If it's out and this is a parade that's outside,
right?
I'm going to bring my father to enjoy the festivities.
Yeah, there you go.
And me and my pop had a black, like, we was like, yo, daddy. I was like, dad, look at this shit.
I love that kind of bonding, because that's way better than the circus. No father and son should be at the circus.
Yeah, man, I took my pop to the slut walk, and I was like, this was the most bonding shit. Just me and my pop just oogling girls.
What was the memo? I didn't get the slut walk note.
No, I was in L.A.
Oh, you didn't know?
I found out.
No.
And I
Hold on, you really don't know what the slut walk is at all?
I know the women's march.
Pull up now. Pull up Amber Rose's slut walk.
They're definitely two different things.
Yeah, the women's march is, that's something else.
Women
and
sluts.
Amber Rose's slut walk.
What?
It was
okay.
An actual thing.
Okay, but it's actually, keep pulling it up, but it's not actually Amber Rose's thing. She just attached herself to it.
Oh, okay.
When Kanye cut her off for Kim.
Oh, shit.
When Kanye hit her with that, I had to take 30 showers to get Amber off of me to get ready for Kim.
Damn.
Amber signed up for the thing and was out there with her mom with the shot, with the sign, like, fuck your 30 showers. So it was like,
oh, wow.
Oh,
she got on board because her feelings were hurt. You know what I mean? But the slut walk started in Toronto, York College, as a result of a weird little...
Look at that. Fuck your 30 showers.
Right, there you
There's
go.
There's mom with her shortcut.
And that's her mom. Could you imagine having to accompany your daughter who's been publicly...
I know, that's heavy.
Like, I have daughters. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Like, if my daughters were to be in the slut walk, like, yo, you know what? Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Because I'm pro-slut. I would like to believe I'm open-minded enough that if my daughters were to choose that thing, as long as they're with it, to be like, all right, cool. But that's a tough thing
as a father.
Right, because there's a lot of fathers that have to sit there and pretend that they're down with their daughter doing this shit.
Yeah, right, man. Right.
This is like Lady Gaga's dad, they always throw a microphone in his face, like, how do you feel? And he's just like,
The bitch wears a meat suit. Yeah. I don't know what to...
Yeah.
I mean, she paid, you know,
that's...
she got me a couple houses, so I guess, you
I'm
know,
not even comfortable with going to the beach with my daughters in, like, two pieces.
How
you
old
know
are
what
they?
I mean? And one's 16, the other's 9.
Oh, yeah, they're getting there.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm like, I lost my virginity at 14. I became
that's
a dad.
Nigga, that's
I became a dad at, like, 20. And, like, yeah, my... Like, she has a boyfriend now, so I'd be dumb to think that they're not fucking...
Or at least
trying
little...
not to think about it.
Yeah. Try not. Just try to put it out your brain, because it's happening.
Because I used to enjoy dismissing my girl's dad. Like, when he would have to leave the house and be like, all right, we're about to go to bed now. You should probably get on out of here.
Tables are turning,
yeah.
Man.
Hey, I own this house. Yeah. I pay the mortgage here. Yeah. Get out. I'm about to destroy your daughter.
But that's the circle of life.
That's the circle of life.
We were fucked up kids. When I was a kid, we'd vandalize and break shit and steal shit. And then, you know, some old man's like, hey, I pay a mortgage. Get a job, you whippersnapper. And then I'm going to be doing that at some point. Some kid tries to fuck with my lawn when I'm 50. Oh, yeah. I'm going to yell at him.
Get off my goddamn grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where Kentucky you also get into, like, how wrong are Karens actually then when they come out and start yelling? There's a video now about some ladies telling somebody to get off their fucking basketball court. It was like a public basketball court. She's just tired of hearing a noise, and they turned it into a thing. And I'm like,
See, that's the thing with the Karens. It's a slippery slope. Like, look, there's a lot of bad Karens out there, you know, filming this and calling the cops on that. But then after a while, you're like, shit, I need a Karen video. So you start filming every Susie, Samantha, and Deborah, and you just want that video more than you're actually trying to stop some bad shit.
Yeah, that's a wild thing, man. Have you ever called customers? Have you ever asked to speak to the manager?
No.
I still don't do that shit.
You don't do that, right?
Because I don't want to be a part of that cloud of...
Same.
Let me talk to you. Oh, man.
No, I don't have the self-esteem also. I've never called the police in my life. I don't want police around. I don't even like that shit. It's too serious. They got guns. They could arrest you. You know, if a neighbor is loud, I just deal with it. You know, you suck it up. They'll be done by 5 a.m., whatever. I've never got those guys like, hold on, I'm going to wait till I call the police. I'm like, why would you want to bring that shit here? And it's too heavy.
My roommate is like that.
Really?
My roommate, like, it'd be like,
dude with the double doors?
It'd be people out front on the steps. One day somebody set up like a little table. They was trying to sell some shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And my man came out front like, excuse me.
Nah.
Yeah. Do you guys live here? And I was like, ugh, right? Like,
Karen. You're living with a Karen.
A black man Karen.
Yes.
He told me one day, I wasn't at the apartment. I wasn't at the apartment for Christmas, but he said he got into a fight with the neighbors across the hall.
Really?
Christmas Eve at midnight for them, like, blasting music.
Well, they partying.
They're Latinos. Yeah. They celebrate on Christmas
right.
Eve.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad, motherfucker. You're living with Karen Abdul-Jabbar. Damn. That's tough, man. A black Karen.
I don't pay it much attention. It's like, I mean, I'm high most of the time at the house anyway, so it's just like, whatever you guys want to do, you know what I mean? Like, that's my motto for 2021.
Look, man.
You're right, I'm wrong.
I came into a neighborhood with the indigenous Bushwickers. I'm talking about Dominicans. They play dominoes outside, yard sales. They be putting the little speaker in their trunk and blasting all the way down Stockholm. You'd be like, well, that's just where I'm at.
Sure.
I'm never going to be the guy to be like, that's why I know I'm from the old. I'm not from the new.
That new gentrification
thing is whatever. I just moved and was like, fuck it. I'm living in a nice, loud neighborhood. That means I can do my thing as well. So I'm always bumping my music, put the speaker on the floor. My downstairs neighbor can't say shit
because
I know next door. Poppy and all them, they clean their car. They got bitches outside. Like, you go, all right, cool.
You assimilate.
I assimilate.
If you're the outsider, you assimilate.
Karen can assimilate.
Exactly. You live
Karen
in Bushwick.
Karen is incapable of assimilation.
That's exactly what it is. I used to live in Bushwick and said, after a year, I said, fuck it, I'm getting a rooster.
Yeah.
You know, let's have a cockfight. I don't have an alarm clock. I'll get a rooster. By the way, what's going on with the Dominicans? I want to ask two black guys this because they've been, you know, the white devil always gets the you're stealing black culture. And look, we do. It's the fashion, the music, the whole thing. But what about Dominicans? They've been saying the N-word for 50 years, doing
and
all
they say
the
quick
outfits.
Too. Yeah, my nigga.
Here's the thing with Dominicans.
My nigga.
So I'm dating a half Dominican, half Puerto Rican girl at the moment.
That girl fights with herself. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Damn, you're dating rice and beans. Holy shit. Dating a human plantain.
We just had plantains for dinner, ladies and gentlemen.
We just had plantains.
It's not racist if it's accurate.
But
anyway, go ahead.
That should be a fucking t-shirt, to be honest with you. Do we have access to that? Can we start printing up t-shirts?
I mean, Mark, I do the merch here. We would love to get you back on the t-shirt game. I'm a new man, new company, man.
It's not racist if
it's accurate. Let us know in the chat who would buy that shirt.
Absolutely.
And then we'll print them up, all right? We'll make sure Mark's get a percentage of that.
Thank you.
But, yeah, she says that, like, okay, the thing that most people don't realize about Dominicans.
Okay.
As well as Puerto Ricans, they're like farmers on their islands. They would be the they would be like the South. they are farmers. They're not very well educated people. Culturally, it's just that's not. So when they come here and assimilate and move up, they're no longer really Puerto Rican, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or Dominican. These guys are straight riding a mule throughout the hills of their island, and some of them make it here, but they still have that same backroads mentality.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
Their vehicle of choice, even here, is always going to be the moped.
Right,
it just makes sense to them. They're riding down the sidewalk on a moped. Like,
it's all third world, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
And cultural. You're not going to explain to somebody who's been driving a truck at like 8 years old because their dad is drunk that he needs a license here in America.
Okay.
You can't tell that guy you're required to have a little ID that says you know how to drive a car.
Yeah, but where does the black culture come in? That's the part I'm talking about. Like,
there's no black. They don't think they're black.
No,
but the N-word. That's what I'm saying. They say the N-word.
Because they're just not white.
It means black, though. It means black to them. Like, they're probably saying negro.
My negro.
But it's so fast.
My negro. Right. But it's a negro roll.
Yeah.
There's a roll in there somewhere. You know how they like to roll. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
They're also unapologetic also, though. You know what I mean? Like,
hip Asians say the N-word, too.
That's true.
They're very hip.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. My nigga.
How many Asians?
I've heard my nigga from fucking all them fucking Dolce Cabana wearing Asians walk around Manhattan. It happens.
I've seen
it. God damn.
They break dance. They say the N-word. They got a fast car, and they like skid it into a parking spot. What do you call that? They drifting.
They drift into the joint. Some black bitch with big old ass come out. You be like, God.
That's another race, though. That's another race that we don't really pay attention to the fact that, like, their trashier ones are the ones that we admire. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you look at Chinese people, you kind of think kung fu and all that shit. You realize those kung fu people are, like, backwards mountain people. Those are people that sit in mountains and train to do kung fu all day. They're like,
absolutely.
Get a job, Bruce Lee. And he's like, no, I want to do kung fu. You know, and like Bruce, Jackie, Jet Li, they're like the anomalies of people who make it doing. They're like comedians.
Interesting.
Only a few of them make it, but there's like thousands of them running around like practicing kung fu. And they're like, dude, get a fucking job, will you?
There you go.
Well, who's sewing those monk outfits together? Right? Who?
Women. Women.
Oh, okay.
I feel like if you're a kung fu guy who stays in shape like that, you throw down good Chinese dick.
You gotta be doing something.
The best if you that China
yourself,
has to offer.
Nigga, if you can balance yourself with one finger, you best be able to kill some ass.
You can finger pop a girl and make her squirt.
If you can do this, you should be able to do that.
Right.
If you can balance yourself and do that, they should be able to. That's their way in. Good for y'all.
And all you require is a bowl of rice and you're good.
Bowl of rice and you out in the mountains all day, you know, meditating.
Yeah, you make origami out of that labia.
Something.
That might be Japanese. I'm mixing my...
That might Asian. Be... I don't know.
Ease on down the road. Yeah,
General chicken on one side, sushi on the other. What you gonna do?
So, how you doing on social media these days?
I'm trying to build. You know, you always try to have content and
plug your shit. We're at the halfway point.
Oh,
so
hey.
Hold on, wait. Well, give the plug music. Play the music for the plugs then. Tell them to plug
Plug time. Go ahead, Mark Norman.
All right. It's at Mark Norman on Instagram, Mark Norm on Twitter, and MarkNormanComedy.com on the website. I got gigs. I got dates. I got merch. Go nuts. Praise Allah.
All right.
Where did that come from, dude?
I just try to say the weirdest. Mostly.
I know.
I say I'm Kevin Hart at the end.
When he closes his set,
I know.
I'm Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Just, you know, how many jokes can I fit in? Let me see how many crazy things I can say in one sentence. You know, squeeze it all in. Why not?
All right, Derek, what you got coming on, man?
Well, I guess I got a mini special coming out Valentine's Day. Something I shot, and it's a no need for production. Basically, me and my mom shot a special in my garage, and I invited my family to sit in the driveway.
Best mom in the fucking world, man. Would your mom do that for you?
Fuck, she don't even know I do stand-up.
My mom's out. We was in quarantine from March to June, and then in that, we was like, we should do something. And my mom was like, you know, I got some cameras from work, and one of my friends could bring a mic. We can invite the God family out to sit in the garage, sit in the driveway, and you can do a little set. I did like a 35-minute. When we was deep into it, I got my beard is all fucked up.
Wow.
But it's like a quarantine special coming out. It's called Why Was I at Home Anyway?
Right.
And
we got to figure out where to put this thing.
We got to figure out how to put it. So either I'm going to put it on.
What do you think, Mark? Because you've had success dropping them on YouTube.
I'm a YouTube guy.
Yeah. Okay.
You get to see the numbers. You get to share it. You get to promote the shit out of it.
Okay.
And the comments. I mean, it's YouTube's blowing up. I mean, that's how Schultz started his thing, and then he got on Netflix.
Yeah. So maybe we put it either on your YouTube
or
we can put it on the YouTube for No Need for Apologies.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know. Again, I feel like I keep asking the crowd to get involved. Send us an email, No Need for Apologies@gmail.com, or in the live chat. Let us know, Do you want to see Derek's special? You call it While Was I at Home. I think we should call it the No Need for Production special.
The No Need for Production special. But it's two names. Yeah. While I Was at Home, anyway. Colin, also, how, No Need for Production special.
Did you make money off the YouTube thing?
I did. I spent about $15K. And then you get a if it hits, you get some good money up front because it's all about the length and the views.
Okay.
So if it's an hour or 35 minutes, as long as it's over 10 minutes and a lot of people watch it, you'll make a couple grand.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then it just it's on.
Oh, why? Yeah. So that's coming out February 15th. So there's that. February 14th. I'm sorry. Valentine's Day. And it's the one-year anniversary of my first comedy album, Fuckboy Ground Zero.
Fuckboy Ground Zero.
So yeah, it'll be a whole thing that day. I like dropping shit on the day that I claimed to have hate so many years. Now that I got a girl, it's different. But I still drop the raucous shit on Valentine's Day. That's just my day to drop shit, I feel.
There
so,
you
yeah,
go.
And that's what I got.
Throw the Venmo in the description. All that shit, you know.
Dope.
Get some donations.
Okay, cool.
That'll probably be the best thing to
smart,
do. Like either ask for the donations or whatever. So we'll figure out what the people want to do. You can go to my website, DaveTempleComedy.com, and check out my special. The second one, the audio is available on, you know, Apple Music, Tidal, all that kind of stuff. So go ahead, download it, stream it there. Download the first one while you're at it. But yeah, you go ahead and check that out. All right. Yeah, I think that's about it, man, on the plugs.
All right.
Yeah, social media, man. Like the shit. What do you think about the shit people are doing on there, man? Like,
I mean, it's a career maker now. You can really
TikTokers and grandmas. Yeah.
The crazy views, millions and millions of views. I mean, I think it's the future. So I hate to say it because I Snapchat's way over my head. I'm an old boomer. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I jerk off to magazines. You know, I'm so far behind. So I kind of hate it, but I think you got to get in it. It's like the old guy was like, fuck a laptop. I use a typewriter. And you're like, all right, man, you're going to be done.
Yeah.
So you got to do it.
But it gets out of control. Like, you like looking at tits and ass on the internet.
All the time.
And what do you think about the Busted Challenge?
The Busted Challenge, the one Reggie sent me yesterday. Do you see the one Reggie sent me?
With the girl that jumped on the dick?
Yeah, she actually busted down. But now the Busted Challenge is a new distraction.
You know what it is, the Busted Challenge, Mark?
I know about the small waist and the big back, that one where they look dumpy and then they doll up and they...
Yeah, that's the Busted Challenge.
Right. Oh, right. Man, I love that. I can spend hours on that thing.
Right.
No, that's the Big Bank Challenge.
Oh, Big Bang.
Big Bang?
That's the song with a small waist with a big bank.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry.
There's so many challenges.
I know. I'm here.
Okay. Thanks, McGree. I appreciate it. Our 23-year-old Dylan McGree, who knows.
23-year-old twink, yes.
He gets on. Go. He has his ear to the internet, and he knows. But no, the Busted Challenge is great. The remixes are great. And shout out to the Christians for always fucking up a funny thing.
The Christians are the one to do it?
They always do it. So they'll start it off and then they'll bust it and start praying. or they'll clean up while the man comes in the house.
Why are Christians always stealing secular shit, man?
To make it Christian? Like, your own shit.
Yes. Yeah,
like, they will take whatever hit song and try to read. Like, dude.
They put Jesus in it. And I'll be like, just make a song with just Jesus in it.
If
Don't...
someone takes their shit and makes it ratchet, they have a fucking problem.
Yeah, I think
they hated Little Richard for that. Wah, wah, blue, wah. Like, they were like, yo, because he took that was a Christian riff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
They hated Meek Mill for Amen. But it was like, you can't just take that and just, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, BMW, Bless Men Walking. Or.
Well, with the Busted Challenge, everybody's.
My favorite. I think there was some. Person, righteous ass pussy or some shit like that, or whatever remix it is, they'll make righteous. Another mix.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've seen it. And I just go, just stick with.
But that's like what Mark was talking about. People want the video, they want the views. Everybody wants to get in on it. And I saw this I saw this one version of the Busted Challenge that fucking. I was like, I think we've gone too far. This made me set it up, Dylan. Hit the Busted Challenge. Like, this one made me set a screen limit on my phone. Like,
okay.
I can only do an hour of social media.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Fucking day, because it's too many people.
Good for you.
There's too many people that are out
here. Take a stance, nigga.
Even though I just bought this brand new iPhone 12 and I dropped it last night already.
Shit.
Like, I'm
you gotta get the case.
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming. You see it? You see the link?
What is the
go ahead.
Challenge? This
so the Busted Challenge is they start off. Yeah, go ahead. Play this.
Oh.
I think that was my lunch lady. Oh, she in a wheelchair. Oh, man.
Oh,
all right.
No.
She was great in Gremlins.
She does look like that girl, Gremlin.
Don't get her wet.
What creeped me out about that was at the end when she was like,
mwah.
Joe Piscopo. Was it Joe Piscopo? Was it him? he was the guy, and then he wound up getting raped by a gremlin. That was that's what they insinuated.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because she was aggressive in the thing. Yeah. But that is why do we always applaud that?
Like we have to.
No, we don't.
Yeah, no,
we don't.
It's
but...
because she's not being a victim. Right?
All
she's,
right.
That's what it
Good
is.
Point.
It's the I'm not going to be. This is the wheelchair is not me.
Right.
I'm just happen to be in one. I'm not a victim, so I'm gonna put a little dress on and shimmy my hand to make it look like I'm being sexy.
And we all know her life is ruined. You know, we all know she's a mutant. But so if you say, hey, you're doing great, it feels good. It's the same way when like Lizzo goes, I'm healthy. You go, yeah, you sure are. You got that right, sister. But we all know, so we have to. You know, it feels good to lie.
I don't like that lying shit, man.
I don't either.
Blame it on the juice.
That's why.
Blame it on my juice. That's what she said.
I hate the Jews too, but I'm just saying. You know, no, I'm joking. I blame everything on the Jews, but you know.
Blame it on the juice.
Like, that's one of the reasons why I can't have a job.
Okay.
I can't sit in front of a guy and pretend like this guy is our leader.
Yeah.
And just because he got here first or whatever the situation might be, like, I have to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making a mistake, I got to be like, nah, man, I can't. Like, I'm bad at, you're good at this because you're good with your mom. Like, did you ever have to hold secrets for your mom?
Oh, yeah.
You had to do that too, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say anything weird around my mom. No dick stuff, no sex.
No. What I mean, like, even though, like, because in the black community, like, you know, you've seen black women in action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a little rough sometimes.
It's terrifying.
As a little black boy who's growing up being raised by this person that's in action, you can't say shit.
Right.
Like, you're like nine and you gotta hold mom's secrets. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, mom can be a whole whore.
A whole whore.
And you gotta...
Yeah, I got to go to church on Sunday with mom and act like that didn't happen.
Interesting.
I got to act like Deacon Charles wasn't over last night. Like
Deacon
the
Charles.
Church, like the church van didn't pull up in front of the house.
Wait a minute, I know that church van.
I was.
Wait a second, why is that pulling up right now? It's 11:35, nigga.
Christians, they take everything.
Why is there candles lit? Why are all these fucking candles lit, mom? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, she's on her knees. She's praying.
Yeah. Like.
She got the game queued up. You sit your little ass down here and play this game. Mr. Deacon coming in for the Bible study.
And see, it would all go away if we're not if we're not shaming whores. Like, if we're allowing women to freely do their thing, then you don't have to put that pressure on a little kid. We talked about this the other day where the whole,
So,
what this is, has anyone ever brought up a chick in conversation? And you've already smashed
from
and done
either years back
deplorable things to this chick.
Sure.
Yeah.
But obviously you can't just like when someone goes, oh yeah, Megan, and you go, oh yeah, fuck Megan in the throat. You just can't.
You say in your head, you go, oh yeah. Sweet girl. Sweet girl.
Right.
Sweet girl.
I had that with Judy Gold. But yeah. No, I don't know what you mean.
Right. So you've had to do the...
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was the right thing to do, but I think your way might be actually more empowering and more progressive.
Yeah, well, has it ever happened to you? Like, has anyone ever... Like, have you ever heard anyone talk about somebody that you know like that? Like, I'm dating such and such now. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Or has anyone ever done that, like, about your mom? Has anyone ever introduced you? Like,
that was the punch.
This is Mark. This is Peggy's son.
Oh, no, never had
that.
Oh,
Peggy's your
son?
Mom?
No. Oh, Peggy? Oh, yeah.
Wow, now that would fuck me. I'm lucky enough to have a gross mom. You know, my mom is unfuckable. So... she's not gross. She's a nice lady, but she's an old lady with short hair and red glasses, you know? Nobody's trying to plow my
That's the one thing that I feel like white guys get, man. Your moms go into mom mode.
Yes, early. Yes.
White moms will be and I'm not shitting on black women. Do not take this the wrong way, but white moms will play the part on some all right, cool. Let me put the glasses on.
Yeah,
let me get
jeans.
The mom jeans.
Yeah.
Let me get the minivan.
Absolutely.
You know, and
if
boom.
I age like bread, I'm making my son a sandwich.
Exactly. There you go.
Black moms, they want a nice car. They want their hair done. They out
here. They going out with the airbrush background.
They fly. Can't take a black mom nowhere. She fucking your football coach.
Oh. That's tough.
Karate teacher, everybody.
And shout out to Forrest Gump's mom for fucking the principal when he needed to get in school. Remember this shit? Man, to this day, I'm still grossed out about when the fucking principal came down. Your mama sure do care about your schooling.
Yeah.
When he said, I was like, poor Forrest.
I know.
But yeah, I get it. But yeah, you get the luxury of your mamas looking like mamas.
But here's why it is, I think. Because I think black moms, generally speaking, have a kid too young, and they don't really live. They don't really have a youth.
How old was your mom?
She was like probably mid-30s.
Okay. So she lived.
She went to college. She traveled the world, yada, yada. Probably blew a few soccer players, you know. Okay. And you get it all out. And then it's mom time. I feel like black moms kind of lose their youth, so they got to recreate it later.
Yeah.
That's why you see a bunch of 18-year-old niggas taking their mom to the prom. They'd be like, my mom never had a prom because she had me when she was 16.
Jesus Christ, take her to my prom.
And then they got a fucking...
Exactly.
Mom's got a gown on, mashing the sun with his little goals and shit. They get a little rental limo and shit. You'd be like, let's get this nigga a date. Like, why?
Know,
it's sweet, but there's undertones.
It's weird. Like, and then the science teacher who's chaperoning is like, who's this skank? Hey, Mrs. Johnson, how you doing there? Nice to meet you.
I never had a prom. I'm going to fuck your science teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Jesus Christ. I never had a prom. I'm a fucking science teacher. Ain't that impressive?
I'm talking all this shit. I got 2 years. Because I need to make it to 40 without becoming a grandfather.
I gotta make it to 40 and not
because
keep my baby off the pole. Jeez.
You can do it, although you said your lady's Puerto Rican, so that could be tough. She might be already a grandma. They pump them out quick out there in the Bronx.
They do. And it's a fascinating thing because now this is where I hate to bring the mood down, but she says most of that stuff is like it's always like a statutory thing of we were under the boardwalk at Coney Island and it was like a grown man who convinced like a 14-year-old to go raw.
Oh, that's horrible.
All right.
Damn.
Holy shit, man.
Tough
no
lady.
Innocence. Where's the innocence?
Yeah.
It's left under the boardwalk. That's where it is.
I never got into the young like that. Like,
I had
young like that when I was in high school.
Sure. Because you was young, nigga.
Right.
Well, here's the thing, and I've talked about this. I think I talked about this on this podcast before. I started having sex at 14.
Mm-hmm.
Molested ass. I'm sorry. Just fucking real. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I think I was molested by this one girl, Teddy. We didn't figure it out until we got older. Because Teddy was like, she had to be at least 6 years older than us because we never saw Teddy in school.
Yeah. Right.
So Teddy had to at least be the school above. You know how school's broken up every 4 years? But Teddy was Jamaican, and Teddy used to always be in the house cleaning and, like, sweeping the steps off. And Teddy would invite us to come in.
You got Antoine Fisher.
Yeah. She would put on reggae music and grind on us and take turns inviting us in to dance on us and stuff like that. Now, where I give Teddy her credit, there was one dude with us who he was autistic.
Mm, okay.
He got it too.
Full circle.
He got it too.
Damn.
So that's the way it was like hard to feel like we got molested because it was all of us. You know what I mean? We was all going there with this older girl and we liked it. You know what I mean? But you realize like, holy shit.
Dude, I've lost my virginity to a 50-year-old woman when I was 16.
Dang.
And I loved it. And everybody's like, you're a survivor. I'm like, nah, it was awesome. Yeah. I was the king of high school. She was wrinkled and old. It was great.
What was she? How did you meet this 50-year-old lady?
I think she was a prostitute, but she didn't charge me, so I'll take it.
Yeah, because you're 15, you don't have any money.
Yeah.
That's a pro bono.
Yeah, pro boner. And, I was walking down Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. She was on a balcony. It was the Y2K New Year's Eve, so it was like there was
shit.
A buzz in the air, and she was throwing beads at us, showing her tits. That's pretty New Orleans culture. And she comes down, and I go, look, I don't want to go into 2000 a virgin. I just threw it out there. And she goes, well, I won't let you. And that was it. We went upstairs, and her husband was there, and he went on the balcony, and it was wild. But
God bless.
It was great.
Do you still do that? Because I get offered that now sometimes on the road. Like, as a black guy, I get fully fetishized on the road.
Right.
I get groped a lot, taking pictures after shows. And I've had women offer, like, hey, you want to come back to our house after the show and get in the hot tub? My husband doesn't mind.
Wow.
And then, like, they'll bring the husband later to be in. I don't mind. And it's so are you still,
that's
do you still
culture.
Go?
Them cucks.
Yeah, I got a lady at home, but I'm not fetishized because I look like the husband, you know? They don't want to fuck me. I look like the guy. I got New Balances on and, you know, a little baseball cap. They don't want to fuck me.
I got some.
No, but like, so I lost my virginity at 14, but it was always after school sex. Mm. Right? We were latchkey kids.
Good program.
Boom, you know what I mean?
That's great.
Good program.
Good program for the youth, right?
Yeah. Good program.
Keep you out of trouble.
But yeah, we're all latchkey kids, so you know, boom, we got hours before our parents are going to come home, you know what I mean? So that was where that was happening. And the thing is, obviously, the sex doesn't happen until like 3, 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you realize back in the day, we used to go to school at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So most girls would either get up, like you're even taking a shower at 6 or maybe the night before.
Right.
So it's like, I didn't have access to freshly washed vagina until college.
Yeah, because they was a gym and they was
right. Like, you're talking about a full day.
Tater tots.
So I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around going after a teenager that was like, yo, this motherfucker just been sitting here ripe all day from gym class.
Right, right. Yeah, that's tough.
Lose it. It's unclear. I was either 20 or 21.
What?
Because I was late in the game. I stayed.
Cul-de-sac black.
Cul-de-sac black. My mom.
No, no. For those of you who don't know, and I don't know whether we talk about this on this show, whether you covered it with Monroe.
Yeah.
Derek is actually not from the hood.
I'm not from the hood.
Did you know that?
At all. Like, I'm not from the hood. Cul-de-sacs my whole life. Middle class. My mom always kind of made a way for us to be in the house. Made a way.
No dad?
No, I have my father, they got divorced when I was like 2. Mm-hmm. But
what's your dad do for work?
My pop is I don't know how to say this, but he works for the government. He gasses jets in the air.
Whoa.
So my
it both ain't
my
no parents, regular black kid.
Because my dad used to fly Air Force One.
What?
My dad was a flight engineer for Bush 1 and Clinton.
Black pilot?
Yeah, a black.
Holy shit.
He made history. Like, he was like one of three or one of two. Like some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So my mom and my pop did well by themselves. They're both engineers. So I've been getting, you know, because they battled for my love when they didn't like each other. So Christmases were fucking nuts.
I bet.
I got everything I wanted. All I had to do was do good in school. And I got everything I wanted. My grandma used to spoil me. My aunt spoiled me. My mom, my pop did. Like, I'm never really.
And he still came out looking like this. So for anybody who thinks Carlton Banks is what happens when black people are successful, are wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Because my mom tried to instill that don't listen to dirt. Because we went to church. We still, you know, my mom's still in the church, big, heavy. You know, I'm still a believer.
And she still gets a few.
But at the same time, I'm still influenced by hip hop. I'm still influenced by black folk. I hung out with, you know, niggas. Like, you know, the Laugh House was when I got a lot of the.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Like that 03, when I started comedy, hanging out with these guys, I start seeing that other, I get to be an Alec too. I get to be a smart Alec too. I can be from the birds, but I'm rolling with niggas. I like this shit.
Now, was mom like, hey, don't hang out with these guys? Wrong side of the tracks, that whole thing?
Now, when that happened, wrong side of the tracks, that never happened because when we was living in North Philly, when my mom had a boyfriend or whatever, she kept me in the house. So she bought me all the toys.
Oh, these are great parents.
Hamsters and fucking WCW rings with the fucking Ninja Turtles everywhere. And then when I went to go visit my dad in Arizona or DC, it was always like, since you only here a week, we got to do everything. Amusement park, go-karts, fucking Alice Springs chicken, fucking playing catch in his backyard. He got a pool. Like, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I never saw. Like your dad
wasn't even that good, was he?
No, my dad was. Yeah, he worked all the time.
My folks, they love the shit out of me, man.
Yeah, that's great. Right. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
good for you. I'd kill for that kind of childhood.
Yeah, I kind of grew up on the cooler side.
Yeah, man. So like in growing up that way, you lost your virginity. It took now because of that.
Took a while.
He doesn't get his virginity lost until 21, 22.
20, 20.
And what happens? So you lose your virginity at 21, 22.
And then.
Because pussy's the first thing you got to work for.
But yeah.
You know, you had everything given to you.
Yeah.
Did your mom arrange this first hookup?
No.
She's putting together comedy specials for him and making sure he gets his dick wet.
Let me explain this shit. So my mom just was like leery about the whole thing. It's like, I'm going to just spoil him and just, you know, be his friend. I'll reprimand him when he does wrong. But he going to figure out girls by himself. I just don't want to know about it. Then when she started figuring it out, she was just pissed. Like, I didn't raise him right. I'm like, yeah, you did, mom. It's just, I'm a man trying to figure out what women are.
Right.
And, you know. You know, so it's blurry because there was a lot of fuck ups because I was always a mental case. So, you know, sometimes it wouldn't be right with the girl or like my dick wouldn't get hard or some shit like that. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then when I found the chick that I really dug, that's when I was like, oh, this is this. They don't tell you about this shit in Sunday school.
Right, right.
This is the shit they don't talk about. Mm. This is what they was trying to keep from me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm fucking, I was pussy drunk at 22. I was like, this shit.
Oh, yeah. It consumes you. You're like, I got to buy new clothes. I need a cool car. Yeah. I got to say the right shit. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something right now. The fucked up thing about growing up, kind of cool is like, you got cable. And I fucked up when I was 10 and 9, go home to grandma's house, she had Spice Channel.
Oh.
But without the lines. She just had Spice Channel.
Oh, my God.
So I'm turning on that, fucking up my own head, like, what is the... Oh
man.
Oh, no. My mom got worried because I used to be, that's all I could see in school. She took me to therapy. She thought I was going to be a rapist when I grew up. Like, all kinds of shit.
Wow.
A lot of preventative action was taken.
Yeah.
When I was young. Because we could afford it. We had insurance. All that, all that shit. So when it snapped, I snapped. It was like, this is what they was trying to keep me from. So,
yeah. Wow. That's it.
How'd you get into porn?
I mean, I was watching the Spice Channel with the fuzzies.
The lines.
Yeah. That was good enough for me. And just the noises, the women moaning was hot. And then Playboy and Penthouse, that was big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we're older, so porn was like a challenge. You had to go steal it from a deli or
Homies
something.
Homies had magazine. Yo, I got the new.
Yes.
I remember Miss May in the Playboy joint. That was my first. I fucking love this white girl.
Yeah.
I ain't no white girl. Miss May.
That was always weird, though, the magazines, because they were like, open it legs and like open it up so that you can look inside. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this?
That's hustle
this
style. Now I'm talking about play, but not hustle. Right. It's gross. But nah.
Now, I used to hang out at the basketball court.
I remember Tower Records used to sell dirty magazines.
Yes.
Really? Tower Records used to sell dirty magazines?
Nah, I'm
not. Oh my God, I'd be in there trying to not look, but look.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Blockbuster had the porn section.
In the back,
Blockbuster, that was West Coast.
Well, also, everybody
Blockbuster
had
never
everybody
had a porn
it
section.
It was like the
West Coast
knockoffs.
Video, knockoff videos had that
Family
back
Family Video had it, though. Family Video had
the curtain. The curtain.
Yeah, the curtain.
Oh.
Just walking back there was exciting. Look at the cover. Oh, my God. Anal Astronauts. Six.
Right. Now, you remember, too, the videos, tapes, if you were ever buying tapes, they used to be 4 to 6 hours long.
Yes.
And you would lose an entire day.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to sample. Now, I'll never forget my first tape that I got my hands on. It was 4 hours long. And I had to cut school one day to get through this. Like, yeah. I was like, I need privacy. Like, I couldn't do this on the low. So, kids would leave at like 7. Your parents would leave at like 8. You just boomed and then come back later. And I had in the house 8:30. My goal was to see every scene and beat off to every last one.
God damn.
This was my day.
Wow. That's ambitious.
This was my day, right? Now, boom, you do the first one. All right, do it. You cool off for a little bit. But by the fourth one, I had misfigured you ever beat it off to the point your shit is swollen and disfigured?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought I broke my dick.
Yeah.
A lot of people think they break their dick when they first start.
Yeah, because no one tells you.
Right.
No one tells you. You're just like, I can do this all day.
And I was embarrassed to talk about sex in front of my mom.
Oh, yeah.
So finding out this shit by yourself with no outlet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I literally do not touch my dick for the next 24 hours. I don't talk about what's happening.
Yeah,
mom then came home. I'm just in my head like, it's over. My life is over. I might as well kill myself. I'm never going to actually have sex because my dick is broken.
Yeah.
And then, I'm fast forward. Like, it goes back to normal after, a day or, But, fast forward, 2 years later, I'm at the barbershop. And one of my barbers that I grew up with, this guy was just he would converse with anybody. Mm-hmm. Always in a barbershop arguing. One day, Saturday morning, there's nothing in the barbershop but kids.
Uh-oh.
Getting their Saturday morning cuts, and he just decided to be like, hey, man, which one of y'all getting some pussy? Y'all beating off what? So this is the conversation.
Yeah.
In which case, he directly asked, hey, any of y'all ever cut school and beat your shit all day to the point where it swoles up and disfigured? I did not have it in me at that point to be like, me?
What?
I was triggered. This is the closest I can understand to being offended by a joke, because he's telling a story and it's funny and all the other kids is laughing.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're laughing right at me.
Oh, interesting.
He was in your world as the pastor.
Right.
Said, I'm all up in your life.
2 years, I haven't uttered a word about this. And this guy is hitting it on the fucking head.
Wow. This nigga's Willy Wonka.
One of the most embarrassing
Amen.
One of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And
why didn't you go? I get it, buddy. I've been there.
I don't know. I didn't have it. I didn't have it in me.
I wanted to say I beat my shit to oblivion.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I need some.
And
he's some guidance.
And he's sitting here admitting, hey, I've done it. Has anyone else done it? And I'm like, how dare you bring up such a thing? Like I was.
Well, we got news for you, Dave. That guy is here.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in. Hey.
We had to go through so many channels and search to find that barber that opened that had child therapy at the shop.
I know, right?
Damn,
he did all right for himself. Nah, I think he's in jail. His son took his gun to school. And shot
him.
Shit!
Lock your guns up, parents. All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been a fun one.
But those porn tips, we used to trade those like baseball cards.
Yeah.
They were always blue or orange.
Yellow or orange. Yeah. They mixed right in with all the Disney and Nickelodeon tapes.
Yeah, man. This one I knew it was fucked up because it was all these hot colors. Like neon colors was porn.
It was like a jacket.
Pink. Yeah. Yeah. This was like one of the Big Brother Lovers 4. Big Brother Lovers 4 cover. This is when all them white chicks with big tits. This is the cover. This is David
Keon.
Exactly.
You look like a stack of porn tapes. Jesus Christ.
And that is it. And there you go.
There you go.
This is a fun episode, Mark.
Great ep.
Thanks for coming in, man.
We learned a lot.
Appreciate you so much. You know, sorry if we got you canceled reviewing when you were trashing a retard a couple years ago, but there's no need for apologies, man. That's what we do here.
Yeah, we're just trying to be funny. We're yucking it up. We're comics.
Yeah, man.
And that was comedy talk right there. I had a great time. Just learned a lot of shit. That was very insightful. We dug in this one.
Yeah, that was
a digging episode. So
go to Mark Norman's website. It's marknorman.com, you said?
MarkNormanComedy.com.
No, Mark Norman wasn't available?
No, some real estate cunt got it.
Yeah, some guy's got DaveTempleComedy.com, too. This guy, he's like a movie producer, but he's in North Carolina.
Not a good movie.
Come
he probably
on, man.
Got them C. Jones.
Yeah.
He got them, them Hood Jones with that.
Can
with
you
that.
Buy it now? Can you buy it?
I offered. I was like, I'll give you, $500. He was like, nah, I like it. Like, Jesus Christ.
All right,
whatever.
All right, we'll go to marknormancomedy.com. Check him out, man. Check out his road dates and all that good shit. And go to No Need for Apologies on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Subscribe,
goddamn.
Share,
goddamn.
Like it.
Like, goddamn. Comment.
And tell a friend. Like, tell, like, just two people. Tell two people for, what is this, January?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell two people for January. If we grow, like, what are we at? Like, 1,600 now? So if we get to, like, 2,000 by February.
Free hoodie?
No, what if we get to 2,000 by February, we'll drop the special on the No Need channel.
There you go. Mm.
Bang,
so go tell some people, go subscribe. We get to 2,000 by February.
Get to 2,000, drop the special on No Need for Apologies YouTube page.
All right.
There you go.
All right, guys. Take care, man.
No need for apologies.